This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. It is time for today's career fair. We have a very special guest joining us today to tell us all about their job and answer any questions you may have about their job. At 702-364-9400, we'll even get to the question, how much money do you make? But let's welcome DEA agent Jay to the show. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Wow, what a cool job. I mean, that sounds like spy stuff. Mm-hmm. DEA agent. Jay, how did you become a DEA agent?
I started as a police officer. I was a police officer for 4 years before I applied to DEA. And then you have to have some special requirements, some meet the requirements. You have to have a college degree and go through the application process to get hired. Go through an academy in Quantico, Virginia for 4 months, and then you're out on the street, a working agent.
Oh, man, that Quantico stuff, that's real. I've only heard about that in the Quantico. Whoa.
It is. Yeah, DEA and FBI are both based there.
Wow.
Can you tell us where your travels have taken you? Have you just worked here in Las Vegas, or have you been assigned to cases and stuff abroad?
I have started in Seattle. I worked there for 7 years. I moved to Bogota, Colombia. I lived in Colombia for 3 years with my family, and now I've been here for 14.
If you have any questions for Jay about being a DEA agent, anything, nothing is off limits, shoot us a text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. You said you lived in Colombia, Jay. Was that specific to, we hear a lot of stories of the drug trades coming out of Colombia. Was that because of that, or was that just a nice place
Correct.
You wanted to live? Oh, it was.
Yeah,
okay.
You can imagine we have a fairly large presence there. DEA, a lot of people don't know this, DEA has one of the largest international presences out of all federal agencies. We have 93 offices in 69 different countries around the world. And of course, Bogota, Colombia, we have a large office there. We're the largest agency in the embassy there in Bogota, Colombia.
What's the most you've ever been scared?
Well, it's a long story. I almost had to shoot at one guy on a street in Portland one time. There, we were tussling. He had the end of my gun, and I was able to get that away from him with the help of my partners. But that was pretty close. And then we also responded down on 1 October. Our team was there helping going through that whole hotel, clearing the whole hotel with Metro SWAT. Checking every room, room by room. We had to clear every room of that whole hotel that evening with them, checking for a second shooter or anybody that was injured and had gone back inside their room. So that was quite an eventful night for us, too.
Wow. We're talking to Jay. He is a DEA agent, has been on the job for 24 years. We're getting a bunch of texts right now, Jay. This one says, is Narcos accurate?
Some of it. Of course, everything you probably see is based on some reality, but there's a lot of Hollywood put in there as well.
What about this question? Do you need a 4-year college degree, or would a 2 years associate's degree be sufficient to get into the DEA?
The normal requirement is a 4-year college degree from an accredited university. They do have a caveat in there. If you have some special skill, you speak some language that they are really, really looking for, that they can waive that requirement for the degree. But most people, yeah, a 4-year college degree at a minimum.
Have you ever gone undercover?
I have done undercover work.
What's that like? Do they tell you, okay, you're now going to be Sam Jones, and this is your background, you have to learn that character? How does it work going undercover?
No, so you're kind of talking about deep undercover, where you're really living that lifestyle, and you maybe have an undercover apartment that you live out of, and you're really hanging out with the cartel or the biker gang full-time. We don't generally do a lot of that anymore. Generally, the undercover work you do is you're meeting in a parking lot, you're buying the drugs, and meeting with the bad guy for a few minutes in maybe his car or your car, and then you're done. You maybe talk on the phone to arrange that meeting, but there's not a lot of undercover contact with undercover agents. Our informants do a lot more of that, where they are hanging out with these guys in bars and their houses and things like that, but the undercover work with the actual agents, we don't do a ton of that anymore.
It is career day. We're talking to Jay, who is a DEA agent. I want to get to some of these texts that are coming through. This one says, would you have caught Walter White sooner than Hank caught on?
Be honest with you, I haven't even watched that show.
Okay.
I didn't get into it.
That's a valid question.
Is, but I've never watched the show.
That is a great question. Hank is a moron. For years, his brother-in-law's dealing drugs. He had no idea.
Okay, this question here. What was your biggest bust?
Oh, in Colombia, for sure. I was specifically investigating heroin cases. Most of the heroin out of Colombia is going east of the Mississippi. But even in my heroin cases, where we were seizing 15, 20 kilos of heroin, then we also had literally a one-ton seizure of cocaine along with our heroin seizure. So definitely in Colombia, where you're in the Mecca, the source country for all those drugs, large seizures.
Wow.
One ton.
Do they, okay, this is weird. This is my brain like working overtime. Do they make you like try drugs so you know like what the effects are on people?
No,
they don't.
No.
Okay.
That's a great question, because I remember in Miami Vice, the Yeho, Don Johnson, like they were doing a drug deal. Sometimes they'd have to sniff the stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's TV, but as a kid growing up watching that, I'm like, oh, the cops, they got to show the crooks, like, oh, yeah, I'm one of you guys. The next thing you know, they take them down.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if it really came down to it, part of our training, we do undercover training in the academy. Part of our training is if they're pointing a gun to your head and say, hey, you try the drugs or we're going to kill you, then certainly you try the drugs and we're going to deal with the after effects afterwards. After that deal's over and we've come in and rescued you. But it's just as a routine thing so you can see what they do to you. No.
Okay.
We don't try that. We learn about them and we learn the effects. And that's part of our training in the academy, but we don't try them.
But Jay, our text line is going crazy right now. We have some more questions for you coming up. And then we're also going to ask the question that everybody wants to know. How much money does a DEA agent make a year? So
Sure. Hang
on the line. We're going to come back and talk to you. And if you have any questions, you want to get in here for Jay, 702-364-9400. It is career day on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shaboozy, that song made it to the semifinals of our Song of the Summer competition, and it's going up against Espresso. You can vote for your favorite on all of our social media platforms.
It is Wednesday, and that means it is career day. And this morning, we have been talking to Jay. Jay is a DEA agent. You are 24 years on the job, Jay, and just people are texting like how fascinating you are. We've got so many questions coming in. This one I thought we could kind of combine here. This question says, what country is worse in regards to drugs, Colombia, Mexico, or USA? And then someone wants to know your thoughts on the drug situation at the border right now.
The worst country, gosh, it depends on what you're talking about. The source countries, it's probably Mexico. Yeah, Mexico and Colombia are big source countries. And of course, Mexico's transporting a lot of the drugs from Colombia into the U.S. But as far as consumption, the U.S. definitely has the biggest problem. I don't know if that clears up that question for you. And then my thoughts on the border, boy, it's just a mess down there, and it just isn't getting better. There's just too much money for the uneducated people, and the people, you know, when you've arrested them and you're interviewing, you're across from them, and you're trying to give them the opportunity to give you information in exchange for a lesser time in jail, they just don't value their own freedom. It's really wild.
That is crazy.
Yes. Yeah. And Jay, thank you, too, by the way, for everything you've done for our city. The last time we were talking to you, we were talking about everything you did on 1 October. So thank you for protecting Las Vegas and keeping us safe. Have you ever had to fire your gun in a situation? You talked about having to wrestle your gun away from a guy, but have you ever had to fire it in a situation when you're working?
I have not.
Well, that's a blessing.
That's good.
Yeah.
This, I don't know what this means. Maybe you do, Jay. What is your take on psilocybin, and do you think it will become legalized here in Nevada in the near future? I don't know what that is.
It's an ingredient in mushrooms. So psilocybin, along with marijuana, they're discovering that there are some potential benefits. This is some of those. Along LSD, too, has been used in some mental illness issues. So they're discovering new things all the time. Who knows if it's going to become legal? That's way beyond my pay grade.
Yeah, that your job is to make sure that we don't have to deal with things in a negative way, and you can let people deal with the positive side of them way.
We just enforce the laws that our lawmakers make, and then it's my job to go out and enforce those.
Yeah, can you arrest anyone on any given day for anything? Someone speeding or something? Not arrest for speeding, but can you give speeding tickets to people if someone was out of control?
No, we don't have the authority to pull somebody over for a speeding ticket unless it was really reckless. To the point where it was somebody was endangering other people's lives or something like that. We don't have that authority. That's a local police officer authority. So we have the authority to enforce any felony that happens in our presence. If I'm in a subway getting lunch and somebody decides to come in and rob that subway, I can act on that, but I can't pull somebody over for speeding.
Okay, Jay, we're going to get to the salary question in just a second. A couple more coming in. Should we all be terrified of fentanyl and something happening to our children in school if they take it inadvertently?
Yes. Fentanyl is very powerful. There's even another one out there that's more powerful than fentanyl. It's called carfentanyl. And you just don't know. They're lacing even cocaine and methamphetamine with those drugs now. You don't know what you're getting. It's not regulated, so you don't know what kind of dosage again, and you could get that dose that puts you into an overdose, and now you're not breathing.
What is the most memorable thing you have done as a DEA agent?
Probably 1 October was a big one, and then another time one night in Bogota, Colombia, we extradited 11 of the FARC guerrillas one night was a big super secret extradition that was all under the cover of darkness. Nobody knew what was happening because we were fearing retribution from these guerrilla armies. And we whisked these guys out of jail and got them out of the country real quietly one night.
Gosh. I am just
a real hero right here. This is incredible.
It's like, Jay, you could be on for another 2 hours and I would not run out of questions to ask you. But we are so grateful for your time this morning, for being part of our career fair this morning. You're amazing. Let's get down to it. All right, Jay, everybody wants to know, what does the average DEA agent make, maybe starting out, and then maybe someone who, like you, has been on the job for over 20 years?
So a new agent, it's all based on the locality. So somebody, a new agent in New York is going to make more than somebody in Vegas or LA because they have a higher cost of living. So a new agent in Las Vegas, starting, depending on your experience, previous life experience, would be between $60,000 and $72,000 a year. After about 5 years, you're making about $128,000 a year. And then the top of the line salary that you could make if you promoted to a supervisory special agent would be, this year it goes up a little tiny bit every year, but this year it's $191,000.
Wow. I'd say well worth it, but actually you should be making more than that for everything that you guys are doing for us. That is absolutely fascinating. Jay, thank you so much for what you do, for keeping us safe, and just for the information. People are like, this has been one of the most fascinating career days that you guys have ever had. So thank you for that.
Happy to do it.
DEA agent Jay.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Coming up next, we got Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.